Hey everyone, it's your boy Jake Carter here, coming at you live from my, insert quirky detail about your recording space, with another dose of real talk on social media detox, real life recovery. You know, we live in a world where hustle culture is king and everyone's chasing these impossible dreams, right? It's like Instagram decided reality was just for amateurs. But guess what? You don't need to be running a marathon every day to feel accomplished. This episode is all about setting goals that actually work for you. The kind that don't leave you feeling burnt out and defeated before you even get started. We're gonna break it down into 5 key takeaways that are gonna help you level up your life, one achievable goal at a time. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and let's dive in. First things first, ditch the all or nothing mentality. Ever felt like you had to overhaul your entire life overnight? Like, go vegan, start running marathons, learn a new language, and write a best-selling novel all before lunch? Yeah, me too, but that recipe for disaster usually ends with, well, disaster. Start small. Baby steps are the secret weapon here. Choose one thing you want to improve and focus on making that happen. Want to eat healthier? Start by adding one extra serving of vegetables to your plate each day. Feeling overwhelmed by your workload? Tackle that one task you've been putting off for weeks. It's about progress, not perfection. Speaking of progress, let's talk about celebrating the wins, big and small. We're so quick to focus on what we haven't achieved yet that we forget to acknowledge how far we've already come. You finished that workout? Awesome. You answered those emails you've been avoiding? High five. You learned a new word in your target language? Boom. Celebrate those victories, no matter how seemingly insignificant they might seem. Now, let's get real about expectations. Life isn't a perfectly curated Instagram feed, people. There will be bumps in the road, unexpected detours, and maybe even a few flat tires along the way. Don't beat yourself up if things don't go exactly as planned. Embrace the challenges, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Remember, the journey is just as important as the destination. Here's another golden nugget. Get specific. Instead of saying, I want to be healthier, try something like, I will exercise for 30 minutes 3 times a week, or, I will replace sugary drinks with water. Vague goals are like wandering around in a maze without a map. You might stumble upon your destination eventually, but it'll take way longer. Last but not least, surround yourself with supportive people. You know, those folks who cheer you on, believe in your dreams, and maybe even hold the ice cream when you need a break. Find those positive vibes, because having a strong support system can make all the difference in achieving your goals. Ever felt that pressure to do it all? Like you're constantly juggling a million things, running from one commitment to the next? I'm talking about the feeling of being overwhelmed, constantly checking off boxes on a never-ending to-do list. It's like our brains are wired for this constant state of doing, but what about being? Let me tell you about Sarah, who I met at my local coffee shop last week. She was telling me how she was trying to juggle her demanding job, a new fitness routine, learning a new language, and planning her friend's birthday party all at the same time. Sound familiar? She was exhausted, stressed out, and feeling like she was drowning in commitments. We talked about setting realistic goals, prioritizing what truly mattered, and saying no to things that weren't serving her well. She realized that it's okay to choose one or two key areas to focus on at a time, and that saying no to some things actually allows you to say yes to the things that truly bring joy and fulfillment. So, remember folks, setting realistic goals isn't about settling for less, it's about aiming high while staying grounded in what's achievable. It's about progress over perfection, celebrating small wins along the way, and surrounding yourself with supportive people who believe in you. You got this. Go out there, set those goals, and crush it. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this journey together, so let's keep each other motivated and inspired. See ya in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.